July 24th, Saturday. What is the method of Jewish parenting that leads to success? Jewish people are roughly 2% of the world's population. However, they make up 30% of US Ivy League students and 23% of Nobel laureates. In addition, Jewish people are leading figures in media, such as the four major US newspapers and major broadcasting stations, the motion picture industry, and financial sectors. Is this a coincidence? Many analyses of Jewish success factors exist, but there is a need to take a closer look at the coming-of-age ceremony and the Sabbath. Jewish parents regard the coming-of-age ceremony as the most important ritual while raising their children. It isn't simply a day to celebrate and enjoy. It's an official event proclaiming that a Jewish child has become an important member of Jewish society. In front of invited guests, the child reads the Torah in Hebrew, which she has learned since childhood. It's the time when the pride and responsibility of being a Jewish person are granted. The Sabbath is the day for Jewish people to be detached from the rest of civilization. Because electrical switches can't be touched, lights cannot be turned on or off during the Sabbath. By taking a closer look at the Sabbath culture, one can see how Jewish people deeply value their familial culture. The father, who is the head of the house, prays for the meal, then cuts the Sabbath bread, which signifies the start of the meal. Then everyone naturally shares forum, which leads to a joyous time. As one can see, a life of strict observance of the rules is directly connected to the harmony of the family. Teachers who prepare for the future, restoring learning, talents. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. It's impossible for countries or public institutions to find students' talents. However, teachers who communicate directly with students can. In particular, teachers who have the gospel possess the power of the word to accept all encounters and situations and can even lead students to their correct future. Furthermore, there is a vital talent that is needed to restore learning. What could that talent be? Number one, consultations about life that applies to the Jewish method of education. Jewish people are known for being well-educated. The adults thoroughly instill good reading habits in children so that the children can strengthen their intellectual power. In addition, by utilizing role play through the themes of the three feasts and the movements of the tabernacle, tent of meeting, and tent, Jewish children are imprinted with God's power and spiritual strength. Furthermore, the adults become a collective unit to discover the talents of each child, and they also gather their hearts and finances to equip each child with specialization and practicality. Number two, consultations about the future through forum. Jewish people build synagogues and lodges for the purpose of sharing earnest forum. In addition, they meet in real business and industry sites to share on-site forum or decide discussion topics to hold presentations. Those meetings themselves become life internships. Likewise, teachers need to provide places where forums with students can take place and instill hobbies and specialties related to music and physical education that'll pique students' interests. As a child of God, if you utilize 5-minute prayer, you can conquer the world. Through that time, you'll discover 0.1% objective talents that are different from others. In addition, you can use that time to equip yourself with both the summit's mindset and vessel, and leave behind your masterpiece. That's why you must first begin with 5-minute prayer, then pass that practice to the posterity whom you'll meet. Dear God, May the grace and power of only Christ be imprinted in all teachers and posterity who are in the field. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.